This is the traditional Rohatsu time. Rohatsu is literally has to do with the eighth day of this month. So in Zen tradition that I trained in and that we are part of, there's usually a intensive session that happens from, let us say, December 1st, November 30th, and ends on December 8th, which is when we celebrate, commemorate, relive the awakening of the Buddha at dawn on seeing the morning star. Of course, these days are just a form to enable us and encourage us to be intensive practice. We don't do the session at this time of the year. However, our whole life is a session opportunity. There are formal sessions and informal sessions. But the circumstances of our life are this being, this prajnaparamita that we are, so as to see, be, live the emptiness of the five conditions, if we use such words. Be the ability to relieve misfortune and pain of our own life and that of others, or that of others and then of our own life. And the way we do it is, in part, set out in the Heart Sutra, which we've just recited. But in a way, the Heart Sutra is the opportunity for us to see. Though the Heart Sutra says, no hindrance in mind, no hindrance, therefore no fear, to see where we do hold on to hindrances, where we do believe hindrances, disturbances, where instead of seeing the form and emptiness, the form as form, which is exactly the emptiness as emptiness, we get entangled in, disturbed by, the various forms of life, the various conditions. And the best way to, of course, work with this is in our life of formal sitting, formal zazen, and in our life of so-called informal zazening throughout the day. Always, that's our opportunity, and that's also our support. So-called hindrances, disturbances, are the opportunity we have, where we're believing deluded, if we use that kind of word, thoughts, feelings, emotion thoughts, which, in a way, is our gift, and yet in a way is our hindrances when they disturb us, when we entangle in them, when we believe them. Of course, this is our whole life. We don't need Rohatsu particular times, but we can make good use of particular times. So I want to bring up again what I brought up several weeks ago, the extended quote from Joko, and then I'll talk a little more about it, where Joko says, quote, sitting with what's there and letting the thoughts go is really the secret of life. What you're really letting go when you sit like that is all the thoughts, that swarm around your egocentric preoccupations. I'll stop the quote for a moment. I want to emphasize, swarm around your egocentric preoccupations. We have no choice of what swarms arise, what things disturb us. However, we do have a choice of what and how we do with that, when and if we notice that. So Joko continues, quote, you know, how will it go for me? Is life going to be comfortable? Will it work out? I mean, all human beings do that. But until that self-centered orientation towards life fades away, and that's what this kind of sitting does, you can't see life the way it really is. You don't see yourself the way you really are either. See, this is what, if I stop for a moment, this is exactly what no hindrance, therefore no fear, far beyond deluded thoughts, this is nirvana. All past, present, and future Buddhas live prajnaparamita. That means you, I, and all of us are all past, present, future Buddhas living this prajnaparamita. But, Joko continues, we don't want to do that, you see. But you can do it for a few short times. You know what I mean? You can see exactly what has to be done and do it. I know it's hard, but Joko says, I see, for instance, people at the center do it. See, this close quote, this is exactly our opportunity throughout our life, but it's all the more our opportunity if we keep reminding ourselves with our daily zazen, zazening throughout the day with our various reciting and reading, reminding ourselves to do what we need to do, whether with Rohatsu Sesshin time of maybe sitting a little more or doing some more formal practice during the day, reminding ourselves to notice our self-centered reaction. If you want, you can call it our selfishness, but I don't mean in a judgmental sense. Our reactions to the circumstances of life and to the disturbance and hindrances that arise. We're not in charge of what arises. We're not in charge of the circumstances, and we're not in charge of the so-called hindrances and disturbances within us, if I use that kind of word, that blind us to seeing and being the life as it is this moment, seeing and being ourself the way we are, seeing the world, seeing others, so-called others, the way this moment is. This is the whole of our practice, despite the fact that we don't want to do that, as Joko said. We don't want to do that. How do we know we don't want to do it? Because we'd rather get entangled in our reactions and believe them and justify them and act them out and blame, rather be hindered by what doesn't hinder. Rather be hindered by the clouds that pass in the sky of our life. They come and they go. And if we want to become hindered by them, then we can point out what they look like, what they mean, what their cause, what they should result in, and what they remind us to do or not do, or remind us of or predict. all the ways that we miss right here, right now, what this form of emptiness is, what this form of form as is. This that we say, not stained, not pure, without loss, without gain. So if we're disturbed, that's the bodhisattva of disturbance, reminding us to notice what is the hindrance that's arisen for us. What's the fear that's arisen for us? And then to see what's skillful to do with that. To see, as Joko says, to see what we don't want to see. To see life as it really is, to see ourself as we really are this moment, not as the story we have of it, not as the judgment or complaints we have about it, but to see be what is so right now. See be see, whatever way you want to put it. Despite the thoughts that arise, despite the preoccupations that we find ourselves occupied by, caught up in. And it's our particular form, it's my particular form, your particular form right now that's important to notice. You don't have to go looking, you don't have to figure out about all the past, but they all arise now. And now is when you have to see, how do I sit with this as it is? So that my ideas about it, or the self-centered orientation about it, fades of itself, which is what letting go of emotion thought when it arises, so that we can be right here, right now. Thank you all.